AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A movie about the Boston Globe's investigation into child sex abuse by Catholic priests has been named Hollywood's best.
And the Oscar goes to Spotlight.
Spotlight also won Best Original Screenplay Award. In the acting categories, Leonardo DiCaprio won his first Oscar and 6 nominations for The Revenant. Brie Larson took the Best Actress Oscar with her first nomination for Room. Many thought Sylvester Stallone would finally get an Oscar for Creed, but the Best Supporting Actor award went to Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies. Mad Max Fury Road is taking home the most Oscars, 6 in technical categories. Well, Hollywood confronted its race controversy head-on at the Oscars. The AP's Warren Levinson reports from the Academy Awards.
Who you calling so white? After weeks of controversy over the 20 white acting nominees, these Oscars have gone to great lengths to showcase black performers, particularly in comedy, though many of the jokes have an edge. Host Chris Rock said there have been plenty of years without black nominees, but we had bigger problems. When you're getting raped and lynched, he said, you don't worry about who wins best cinematography in a documentary. And then Angela Bassett came in to do a Black History Minute, a tribute to the career of Jack Black, who, of course, is black in name only. Warren Levinson, Los Angeles.
GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio spent Sunday campaigning in Virginia ahead of the Super Tuesday voting.
We are going to take our message to people that are struggling paycheck to paycheck, the way I grew up, the way my parents had to raise us.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump drew sharp criticism from his rivals in both parties Sunday for refusing to denounce an implicit endorsement from former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke. Police say 5 Klan members arrested following a violent brawl in Anaheim Saturday have been released. Evidence showed they acted in self-defense. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds packed a gymnasium in Heston, Kansas Sunday night at a vigil to mourn the victims of last week's shooting rampage that left 4 dead and more than a dozen injured. Pastor John Murray says the purpose of the gathering was not to offer an explanation for the killings.
Rather, we are here to lament and to grieve the reality of the darkness that often festers beneath the surface and so graphically was expressed on Thursday.
A 17-year-old who authorities say was wielding a metal stick during a fight in Salt Lake City Saturday night is hospitalized in critical condition after being shot by police officers. The shooting touched off unrest downtown as officers donned riot gear and bystanders threw rocks and bottles. In Japan, 3 former utility executives have been formally charged for alleged negligence in the Fukushima nuclear disaster of 2011. They're the first ones from the Tokyo Electric Power Company to face a criminal court. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.